Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputo's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Catherine's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years, she's been hanging out with us. President of Self Brand. She's one of the top branding gurus on the planet. And she's an award-winning brand strategist, the author of Breakthrough Branding. You are a brand. You're starting to get the picture. And she's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back, as always. But you don't really want to talk about branding today, do you?
No, I want to talk about, you know, it's funny. I do a lot of consulting with entrepreneurs, and I was talking to an entrepreneur client the other day, and it was about money advice. And one of the things that's so important for entrepreneurs is to really understand how to use money and how to think like an entrepreneur, you know, bootstrapper, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
And you know, so I got to thinking about the best financial advice, the best money advice I ever got. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. One of the things, before I started Self-Brand, I worked on Wall Street as director of brand at several Wall Street companies. And one of the things I learned down there was pay yourself first. You know, it was,
that's the old insurance
pitch.
First.
This is the money that you invest for long-term investing. And so put something of every paycheck in up markets, down markets, whatever, but pay yourself first before you pay your bills, before you do discretionary. Because if you pay it last, you're never going to get there, you know. So you got to pay yourself first, and that's your long-term money. And that will make it easy for you to survive.
Well, and that's the old insurance pitch that we heard. You know, I sold insurance a long time ago. Life insurance, and that's one of the things that they teach you. It's very smart. It's absolutely accurate. It's absolutely a good thing to think about. When you start a small business, though, as you well know, Catherine, you know, if you have a regular job, then you've got a certain amount of income coming in. You live your life on a budget based on that income, and if you pay yourself first, that's in the budget, and you know, God's in His heaven, is right with the world. But if you have a business, that business has always got its hand out for more money.
Right, right.
And that's oftentimes your money.
Right. And that's a very important thing to understand. So you got to think differently about money. For example, a colleague of mine, when I worked in an ad agency, started his own business, and he was still running it like he had a corporate job. And he rented a big office, and he had somebody come in to water the plants in the office, believe it or not. And you know, he went out of business after 2 years. You know,
right.
And so
we call that big time in it.
Right, right. Very hard to make it that way. And,
You got to cut back. I drove a rattle trap car for, I won't even tell you how bad a shape it was in, for 2 years while I was getting my business off the ground, because that wasn't my priority.
Right, right. Very important to think that way. And anyway, so then I read, you know, there's an article in the Current Inc. magazine on, you know, the best financial advice, the best money advice I ever get. So I thought it was kind of interesting, some of the different stories there. You know, here's Mark Cuban, you know, the Shark Tank investor, saying, you know, what he learned from his dad is don't use credit cards. You know, that's something that's certainly destroyed a lot of people.
And yet, I personally know people who are, their business, and they are the world's leader in that field,
right?
And those people are the gurus of their world, and they started it. They started their business on credit cards.
Well, you know, and it's true. You know, so because there's a lot of stories, just like we have the stories of people that started their business in a garage. You know, we all know about, you know, Apple and Steve Jobs and the garage and all those kind of things. Even Jeff Bezos, when he was starting Amazon, he wanted to get a house in Seattle that had a garage.
Right.
So that the whole garage story would be part of, you know, his story. And credit cards are part, you know, you read about a lot
it's,
of...
It's cash management.
On credit cards, and they make it big.
It's just cash management.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Key thing you got to think about is cash management. And, you know, one of the articles in the, one of the quotes in the Inc. story was Grover Quinn, you know, who's a safety with the Detroit Lions, who said, you know, I'm going into my ninth year in the NFL, and we are just now moving into our dream house. You know, and he talks about that's the difference between rich people who keep their money and rich people who lose their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both have nice things, but you got to think of living the luxury life last rather than living it first. Because when you live it first and start spending all your money right away, you may not be able to.
Well, that comes from people who don't know how to use money, which we're going to talk about a little bit more on how to pay yourself first. And I've got a couple of suggestions myself, and I'm going to share those after this break with our good friend Catherine Caputa. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.